Earth and Sky.
So I've been trying to ask the questions about whether animals feel joy, sorrow, grief, embarrassment, or resentment. But the question that I entertain isn't if they do, it's why they do.
That's Mark Beckoff, an evolutionary biologist at the University of Colorado. He spent 4,000 hours observing the behavior of wild coyotes and hundreds of hours with captive wolves, coyotes, and dogs.
Watching them and then mixing the observational data with the neuroscience really makes for a pretty tight story about the different emotions animals have and the evolution of these emotions.
Earth and Sky asked him if he thinks we humans might just be attributing our own emotions to animals.
As a biologist, I say that's just not so. So, for example, if you follow Charles Darwin, who said that the differences among species are differences in degree rather than differences in kind, one of the things that I think is that because animals are just so there in the moment that perhaps their joy is richer than human joy and their grief is deeper than human grief. And I think that is a possibility. They just don't perhaps know what's going to happen to relieve the grief.
Beckoff also said he believes animals, some of the time, know right from wrong and behave that way. His new book, Wild Justice, will be on bookshelves in 2009. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.